I'm in last place now. What the fuck?
Don't spoil the show. I'm very excited.
I mean, what do you want me to, what do? I don't know.
I'm already recording.
Same thing you do every other year, Pinky.
Yeah. Try to make the first pick.
I'm trying. I'm rolling out the best team I can, and it is what it is. It's over. I'm just going to try not to finish last now.
It ain't over. A lot of y'all are 4-7.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm like I said, my chances to playoffs are over. Losing to you, I'm done.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You need to score a lot of points.
Right, I got to score. I got to blow some teams out and hope and win out. Hey, Anthony has lost and fallen from being in first pretty much all year. Now he's out of the playoffs. Too,
again, so. You're spoiling this show.
Sorry.
Yeah, way to go.
I am recording. Audio levels look fine. So whenever you guys want to start, I have a hard out at 8:30, maybe 8:40, because I'm streaming at 9. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Just give me a heads up.
We got an hour.
We don't need an intro. We started it.
That was a start?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
We start with Shane's disparity.
Being Shane upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The newly last place team.
fall from grace. I've lost title, fucking four in a row.
A title that has belonged to Ethan for so long is now Shane's.
No, RJ was last for so long.
True. That is fair. He's still ninth.
He's got me by 80.
A lot of points.
I didn't move. Points.
And basically a week for you. All 80 your points.
I've lost four in a row, man. I was 4-3. Yeah, and I haven't won since we talked about making the playoffs.
Should have brought it up. Kind of think it's your fault.
It is what it is. Hey, Mike's lost three in a row.
Yeah, but it's not four in a row.
It could be after this week. I don't know who he plays. I think I got Jared this week, so I'm five in a row.
You do have Jared this week.
McCaffrey's not going to play.
When does that matter?
When does that matter? Yeah. He's only had McCaffrey like 3 weeks this year.
The last week, 2 weeks ago when I played him, McCaffrey came back, scored 35, and then got hurt.
Yeah. So if he's not playing, it's just going to be Mike Davis scoring 35.
Nah, maybe not. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're on. So go ahead. Do you want to talk about ours first and get it
week
out of
11? Okay. Let's talk about these games.
I was the highest scoring loser.
Okay. If you want to look at it that way, you can. Spin it. It's your story.
I'm the best and the worst.
Well, the standings say you're not.
Well,
week 11.
There's four of us with the same record. I just haven't scored very many points.
I beat Shane 139 to 115. It felt good.
Well,
felt great.
I'm sure it did.
Deshaun Watson puts up 31 points. Mike Evans seals it with 15. Devontae Adams, a pedestrian, 23. Zeke comes back as he gets a touchdown for the first time since Dak's been out with 19 points.
First 100-yard game of the year.
Hell yeah, dog. Against you. Makes sense, right?
I know. I'm watching the game. I'm like, at least Cowboys won, though. So.
Yeah, that's true. What else happened here? Jonnu Smith with 12 points. Deontay Johnson with 23 points. And notable, my kicker didn't do anything. My defense only scored 4. So. Shane, your team. Big, stupid Ben Roethlisberger gets 17 points. Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin tried to play some Monday Night Miracle stuff. Didn't happen. 18 points. Aaron Jones.
Fuck Aaron Jones.
With 17 points. 21 points out of Tyler Lockett. Your kicker, Joey Sly, with 11 points. What a game. Jan on your bench. Ryan Tannehill put up 22. Damon Harris with 12. Corey Davis with 16.
No, yeah, I know.
Got some players. My bench, Carlos Hyde put up 17. J.K. Dobbins with 18.
Dang, didn't I tell you to play Tannehill?
No, you didn't.
I think we sat here and did, just because we don't like Roethlisberger.
Okay, Tannehill against the Ravens, Roethlisberger against the Jacks.
And Tannehill won.
And the fact that you had a Steelers receiver score 23, and my quarterback only scored 17.
Well, I mean, Jonathan Justin had 12 catches. Dude had like 16 targets. Yeah, he's eating right now. It's awesome.
He had a game like Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp did last night.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
But anything else going on with this game?
Moving on.
I was getting really excited because Kareem Hunt didn't have like any rushing yards until late in the fourth quarter. And then he ends with 11 rushing yards and one touchdown. Good enough for 9 points.
I mean, our running backs basically canceled each other out. It was your receivers.
Yes,
it was Davante Adams and Fulgham scored 1.8.
Yep.
Carson
sure
Wentz
did.
Fucking garbage.
Garbage. Leads the league in turnovers.
I mean, 2 years ago it was, oh well, he's better than Dak, and now he's dog shit.
Well, the NFL is a what have you done for me lately?
Oh my
league, so.
God.
Is he the worst quarterback in the division right now?
Worst quarterback in the division?
Yeah.
That's a collective award.
He's got to be playing the worst.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to hand it out worst for that division when they could just take it all together.
And the sad thing is, the Cowboys honestly only have one more game that they should lose. Every other game they should be in with a chance to win.
Spoken like a true homer.
Other than the Ravens, if you look at their schedule, they're all winnable games. They got the Giants again.
Every
the game
is
again.
A winnable game.
No, it's not.
Every game. Let's move on. No. Not for your fantasy team, of course.
No, it's all they're all losses. They all suck.
They're all losers.
All losers.
Tyler jumps into second place with his win over Anthony. Decimated him. Tyler wins 146 to 111. For Tyler's team, Cam Newton with 21 points. Mike Evans with 19 from
Michael Thomas.
Taysom Hill. Yep, Mike Thomas. What did I say?
Mike Evans.
The annoying part with doing this remote thing is I can hear myself talk on a split second delay. So it really makes it hard for me to talk. Because I'm like trying to stop and continue at the same time. It's all right, it's the whole thing. Adam Thielen's got COVID on with 32 points. Josh Jacobs with 13. Travis Kelce with 26. Terry McLaurin with 13. For Anthony's team, talked about Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins with 30 points collected. Cooper Kupp with 25. James Conner with 12. Nick Chubb 11. Hayden Hurst didn't do anything. 13 points for Younghoe Koo. That's about it.
Tyler's team does this every year.
Late surge.
He stays like right above water for almost three quarters of the season, and then it gets to the three quarter mark, and his team just takes off like a rocket.
Yeah, he's like a kid that's drowning, and then you find out when you go to save him, he's got rocket boots on. He shoots out of the water.
He's like fucking Michael Phelps.
Is that a thing that Michael Phelps did?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he smokes weed.
He does do that.
What's Michael Phelps doing now?
Knocking his wife up. I think he's got like three kids now.
Hell yeah.
Smoking weed.
Smoking
probably
weed.
Doing that a lot too.
Giving weed to kids. Whatever.
Pretty much.
That's what I heard. Tyler's bench. Dallas Goedert had 18. Jonathan Taylor Thomas with 15. Le'Veon Bell scored for the Chiefs 10 points. So.
Are the Colts the most underrated team in the NFL right now?
Yes, and I said that at the beginning of the year. So,
I mean, they're 7-3?
Yeah, sure.
I just didn't want to think I was crazy at that point.
Yeah, 7-3 Thank you, man. Yeah, and beginning like of the year, I said they're going to be a sneaky 10-win team. Everyone's like, nah, not with Philip Rivers. 12-kid Philip Rivers.
Yeah, but he's not – Rivers isn't turning the ball over. And the defense is really good.
Yeah. So good on them. But also, nothing fuck them.
I mean
– No, fuck them.
They're in the playoffs. The Ravens aren't, so.
Say fuck them, Shane.
No, I'm not.
The thing that helps is we beat them, so.
Right.
If it comes down to it, we got that one over them. Moving on. This is a fun one. John and RJ.
I'd say only team scored under 100 points.
Mm. RJ picks up the win here, 133 to John's 91. RJ, out of the basement, up to ninth place. Good on him. For RJ, Aaron Rodgers puts up 22. DK Metcalf with 13. Tyreek Hill with 27. His running backs combine for 6 points.
6.8.
Almost 7. 20 points out of Mark Andrews. And 23 points out of Cleveland's defense.
He had the biggest blowout of the week, and his running backs scored under 7 combined.
Yes. Yes, he did. For John, Lamar Jackson with 17. Derrick Henry with 20. TJ Hockenson with 10. Emmanuel Sanders with 10, even though we said to bench him. And then the Clippers defense with 9. And on his bench, CeeDee Lamb with 16, which we said would be a better play.
Yep, should have benched him.
RJ's bench running back outscored his starting running backs.
Jason doubled his starting running backs, come on.
That is true. Whew. 2-4-7 teams. Two more games. Jarrett squeezes by Mike. He wins 118-107. This has been the game to catch people up for that division. Didn't happen. Jarrett holds on to first place. For Jarrett, Russell Wilson with 20. Devontae Parker with 18. Calvin Ridley with 14. James Robinson 11. Mike Davis with 15. Hunter Henry with 14. His kicker, Jason Sanders, with 10. For Mike, Patrick Mahomes with 22. A.J. Brown with 16. Alvin Kamara, first game without a reception, 10 points. 20 points for Carlos Edwards-Helaire. 13 for Eric Ebron. 11 for Robbie Anderson.
Jared's team was just solid.
Yeah.
Like, he just had average, you know, solid days from all of his guys to squeak out the win.
And a lot of them didn't even hit their projections. It's just they played a good enough week.
These two are probably the two that missed their projections by the most. Like, it was...
Yeah. They were both projected to score 134, 135.
Fell short. Mike missed it almost 30.
Jared's bench, Tyler Boyd with 17. Antonio Brown with 13. Last game. The rival game. Ethan. You lost to Cody 155-114.
Fucking Chargers.
Yeah, they're good, man.
I'm not even mad about it.
No? Just because Herbert and Allen were like, what's up?
And Waller.
Well, yeah, that and I played the guy that could have beat the shit out of the entire league.
Well, that's true.
So,
it's the story of your year.
Well, it's.
I mean, it's true.
It would have been more Ethan if he would have scored 150 points. That would have been more like it. But Ethan, for your team, Carson Wentz, the worst quarterback in the league apparently, was 16. Chase Claypool with 15. Amari Cooper with 14. Dalvin Cook with 25. Antonio Gibson with 17. For Cody, 27 points out of Justin Herbert. 14 for Will Fuller. Keenan Allen with 34. Kalen Ballage with 14. 21 for Darren Waller. Justin Jefferson with 17. Pittsburgh's defense with 10. On your bench, Ethan. Robert Woods had 30 points. And DJ Moore had 21.
It was a like whole repeat of my team.
Yeah, I feel like some awards are going to be handed out for your bench.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! All right, and that was week 11.
No regrets.
No regrets. Can't have them.
Is what it is.
Like I said, it would have been a lot worse if I'd have lost 114 to 120. Then I'd be kicking myself in the ass. Mm-hmm. But at least I got blown out. It makes it so much easier to digest that way.
Well, what we got? Scores?
Yep, scores are next. All right. The quarterback on the week, Gage, who do you think it was?
Deshaun Watson.
It sure was. Woo-hoo! With 31 points on your team, the wide receiver.
Keenan Allen.
With 34 points on Cody's team. Uh-huh. Now the running back.
Allaire.
I don't think so.
Do you not know?
No, I do know, but he makes me want to double check it.
What was the point total for the running back?
I haven't pulled up. Relax. It was only 25.
Allaire only had 20.
Mm-hmm.
Who had 25?
Oh, Dalvin Cook.
It sure was Dalvin Cook.
Almost got injured as hell in this game.
Yeah, I got that report and I didn't know what was happening. I wasn't watching.
I think he got like hit in the knees.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. You don't need him.
I don't need him. No, I don't. And then the tight end, chalk.
Travis. Kelce.
What week has it not been, Kelce?
You tell us. You have the report.
Probably week one or two.
Yeah, I think so. Every other week it's been him. He flex. Same as last week, I think.
Deontay Johnson?
Sure was, with 23 points on your team.
Woo!
And then the defense.
Cleveland.
It sure as hell was, because Carson Wentz is a piece of shit.
He's garbage. He's trash.
He's playing for the other team.
He is. Anybody who holds the ball that long in the end zone, you deserve it.
And Myles Garrett didn't even play, did he?
Oh.
No, he was ruled out late. He had COVID or contact.
Mm.
So.
The kicker, my favorite in the league.
Young Wei Koo.
It absolutely was, with 13 points on Anthony's team.
Hell yeah.
And the boss hoss of the week, for me at least, was my opponent, Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah, it has to be Keenan Allen.
Yeah, he went the fuck off.
Yeah.
He got so many targets.
It's good to see Chargers get a win, I guess.
They have the most losses in 7-point games. I think they're like 2-3-6 now or something like that.
No idea.
I think 9 of their games have been within a score.
My boss, Haas, is Deontay Johnson because he just commands targets. 16 targets. He has like 40 targets over 3 weeks or 3 out of 4. It's going crazy. That's
crazy.
He is solid.
Shane, who is your boss?
It has to be Keenan Allen.
Okay.
I mean, he had a hell. Yeah, he had a hell of a day.
Ethan, what were you saying?
I got Deontay Johnson off the waiver wire in another league.
Hell yeah. That's how I got him in our league. He wasn't drafted.
That is true.
I scooped him up. I just wish I could play four receivers instead of a fucking running back carousel I got going on. Should we just next year have 5 flexes? Because right now I would play 4 receivers.
That would be a league.
Yeah. No shit.
A quarterback, a defense, and a kicker, and everything else is a flex spot.
Yeah. Play whatever you want. Just play your best skill position players. Doesn't matter what they are. I'd do it.
I would vote on that all day. Hell yeah. Yeah.
It makes things so much easier. Instead of having to hold on to handcuffs.
By week to sure. Think of the past.
Yeah, no shit. Just play whatever I want. I could do it. All right.
We already know who the no play is.
Yes, it's by
Robert Woods.
Yeah, it is.
How was that game last night? I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
Apparently it was shit from what Kinsey told me. It, Tom Brady looked like a joke.
Well, I can't trust her opinion. She hates Tom Brady.
No, from the highlights I watched today, he was throwing the ball to the field, missing receivers. And really? His interceptions, he just overthrew them right to the rim.
Hmm. Well.
His interceptions.
But when you ask a 43-year-old quarterback to lead the league in throws and lead the league in air yards, you're probably going to get some turnovers and bad throws.
Not
Tom he Brady. Becomes Carson Wentz.
Ooh,
he's not. I don't think Brady's that bad.
That is career of work.
I don't think Brady with a busted knees as bad as Wentz is right now.
Oh my God, give him a little credit.
Have you watched the Eagles at all?
Yeah, he had him as a quarterback this week.
Yeah. Bad.
You're talking to the guy who rolled out Wentz as his quarterback.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No shame.
Yeah. He saw something we did. I don't know.
He saw a matchup and hoped that it panned out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to pay attention to that damn weather more.
Fucking weather.
The goddamn rain again.
I usually don't put that into consideration when I start players.
I don't either.
But
I don't even think about the weather.
It's like a goddamn Nelson Aguilar play.
Throwing I don't know out, what you're talking about.
I played Aguilar.
And when they were in that windstorm in Cleveland.
Yep.
And it was raining. Okay. Nobody could throw the ball.
Okay.
And it was raining and shitty for the Philly game, too.
Yeah. There's also that Ravens New England game where it was a goddamn monsoon moved through that fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, should we look at the standings?
Yeah, let's look at the standings and then go into week whatever the fuck it is. 12.
We have 3 weeks left until the playoffs start. So start your lineups. Me, I guess. I'll get prepared. I don't know what you guys are going to do. Currently, standings work out like this. Jarrett's in first place. Tyler's in second place. Cody's in third place. I'm sitting in fourth place right now by 3 points. And that rounds out your playoff teams. In the hunt, Anthony is in fifth place. Mike is in sixth place, and then the bottom four, Ethan's in seventh, John's in eighth, ninth is RJ, tenth is Shane, all at 4 and 7. Do we still think one of these 4 and 7 teams makes a playoff push?
No.
Come on.
Yours. There's still time. I mean, 4 and 7 teams, they're only 2 games out of the fourth place team, which is me.
I have nothing but division games the rest of the way out.
Yeah, and that's if you can win out, you're probably going to get in.
I have Tyler, I think Shane, and then Anthony.
Tyler, Shane, Anthony, yep. That's what you got. So if you
there's at least one win.
Yeah. Go ahead and say who you think it is.
There's at least one win baked into that.
And Tyler's remaining three games.
That's obviously going to be against Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony, of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. See, I got Anthony this week. And that, we're both 6-5. We're separated by 3 points in the tiebreaker because we're both division 3-3. That's going to be important.
If you're not tied for the division lead, division record doesn't matter. It's a straight point.
Right.
You guys are going to tie this week.
I'm going to be mad.
I'd laugh my ass off if we tied.
I'm hoping I can beat Anthony by more than what Tyler, 30 more points than whatever Tyler scores this week, and Tyler will lose this week, hopefully, to Ethan.
Yeah. But then it goes to division record. So who have a better division record at that point?
No, he'll be 3-3. I'll be 4-3. Do the math.
I didn't look at it. That's why I was asking.
Didn't look at it, but you brought it up. So yeah, that'll put me in second place. Which would be fucking awesome. Do you think we should have changed it for next year, maybe, that the top two teams for each division gets in instead of top one from each and then the two other best teams?
No.
Okay.
I think it should be division winners and then the next best two.
Okay. Well, that's what it is now.
I don't think it should change.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's any reason to change it, but, you know, next year when we're only playing – you know, a quarterback, a kicker, a defense, and all flex. I don't know.
It's going to be wild. All right. Well, let's look at week motherfucking 12. Okay. First, we're going to look at the most important game, me and Anthony. The 4 versus the 5. It's going to be close. Right now, I'm projected at 137. He's projected at 127. For my team, Deshaun Watson scheduled. Well, I guess this will happen. Take it on Detroit on Thursday. Mike Evans, Kansas City. Devontae Adams is Sunday night against Chicago. Zeke, of course, playing on Thanksgiving against Washington. How's that game going to go?
I hope better than the first time.
Okay. Chris Carson playing this week at Philadelphia on Monday.
Maybe.
Now, Pete Carroll said he's playing.
We'll see.
He better fucking play.
A lot of days between now and then.
Deontay Johnson might be playing on Thursday against Baltimore. And Miami's defense is taking on the possibly Sam Darnold-led Jets. I don't know what that quarterback situation looks like.
From what I heard, Darnold, they're thinking about not playing the rest of the year.
Fucking Flacco's still playing.
Yeah, well, they don't want to win. They think Flacco gives them
elite.
Watch your mouth, Shane.
Elite.
Flacco can surprise people and win, steal some wins. Maybe not now.
You could play T. Higgins instead of Johnson if the Ravens don't play Thursday.
Yeah, I do have that option.
Who's even the quarterback in Cincinnati?
He played Ryan Finley.
Since Joe Burrow literally destroyed his knee.
Yeah, it was gross. Dude. Did not like that.
Yeah, poor guy.
Bad.
Shouldn't have transferred from Ohio State.
Yeah, eat shit, Joe Burrow.
Right.
I don't know. This Ravens game, I hope they just push it back. I don't know why they wouldn't at this point, but the NFL decides, whatever, fuck it.
Because you're right. What are they going to push it back to?
Sunday.
Then they're not going to have a primetime game on Thanksgiving.
That's the only reason they don't want to push it back, because they don't have a primetime game. And that's fucked up, because that's putting dollars in front of players.
I agree, but it's like they told the Raiders, if you have the right number of people that are required to play, you're going to play.
Well, sure. Tennessee gets an outbreak, though, and they get pushed back. But all these other teams get outbreaks, and NFL's like, suck it up, play.
I guess they look at it with Tennessee. It was early enough in the year. They had all the bye weeks to rearrange it. and they weren't as tight on the protocols as they are.
But they've already put in extra weeks at the end of the season for this kind of scenario, and they're not utilizing it.
I agree 100%. But
I'm, and it's not just, like we're talking moving a Sunday game somewhere else. It's a Thursday game. They have enough time to put it out. Why don't they just postpone one of the games on Thursday, make that the primetime game? You know?
And
they already have two other games earlier that day. They could just move one back.
They're not moving the Cowboys out of the 4 o'clock game on Thanksgiving.
They don't have to. They got the Texans and the Lions. Put them back.
They're not going to do that to the Lions. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, that'll give everybody indigestion.
Yeah, if the Ravens have enough bodies, they're going to play. They're going to play Thursday. They shouldn't. I agree 100%. I think they should be pushed back. They shouldn't, but they're going to.
For Anthony, Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins at New England. Cooper Kupp's got San Francisco. James Conner, possibly, against Baltimore. Nick Chubb at Jacksonville. Marvin Jones Jr. playing on Thursday against Houston. And Indianapolis' defense taking on Tennessee. He still has Melvin Gordon on his bench, who's been playing well. Or played well last week, at least.
Connor doesn't play.
If Connor doesn't play, yeah. It's probably close with Marvin Jones.
Jones has been playing well.
Yeah. I mean, he's been playing better than Gordon, but.
Not when your quarterback has 9 fingers.
Yeah. The Lions played shitty last week.
Yeah, they did.
Shitty.
They got shut out by the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that because my fucking kicker didn't score anything. Went from like a 20-point game to a 0-point game. It was awesome.
You're rolling them out again this week?
Yeah, sure am.
It's fucking Houston.
Fucking Houston.
I'm going to take Anthony.
What the fuck?
I think Hopkins and Murray have a big game against New England.
I think you could suck shit. How about that, Ty?
That's fucked up. You're not going to pick me anyway, so I'm not going to.
You don't know that yet? I don't even know who
you're not going to.
Wait, I know you're not going to win.
You're not going to pick me.
No. Yeah. Sure. Fine. I'm picking me, obviously.
Of course you are.
Secure my playoff spot.
Homer.
It's me. It's not like a team I root for. It's my Homer. Team. It's one I Homer. Command.
Homer.
Either can't not pick Gage.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You say, I pick Anthony. That's how you not pick Gage. I'm not giving the clean sweep. Can't do it.
I already played the crying noise. We're moving on.
Good.
Moving on to John and Cody.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Need Cody to blow John out and John to not score very many points.
Oh, because you don't want to be in last place anymore?
I don't want to be in last place.
Sounds like a repeat of last year.
It pretty much is. John. Now 4-3, I was feeling good and I just haven't won since.
I love that your team is like, here's a little bit of hope. Nah. Take that shit away from you. John is predicted at 121. Cody's predicted at 131. For John's team, Lamar Jackson might be playing against Pittsburgh. Juju Smith-Schuster might be playing against Baltimore. Julio taking on the Raiders. Ronald Jones got Kansas City. Derrick Henry at Indianapolis. Manuel Sanders still in his lineup at Denver. Cody's team. Justin Herbert at Buffalo. Will Fuller playing on Thursday against Detroit. Keenan Allen, 30-point Keenan Allen at Buffalo as well.
34.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Duke Johnson taking on Detroit. Kalen Ballage at Buffalo, the third charger on his team. Darren Waller taking on the Falcons. Justin Jefferson at the Cardinals. Sorry, Carolina. On their benches. John's got Stephon Diggs down there, which I imagine he puts him in.
Do you play Matt Ryan over Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Or do you go try to see who's out there to play over Lamar against Pittsburgh? Or you just roll it and pray to God he does something.
I mean, the last time Jackson played against Pittsburgh, he played well. I mean, he had four turnovers, but I mean, he didn't play terribly. Not having his two starting running backs is going to hurt, but he might have to run more, which could be points. Or he might have to throw more, which if they can scheme some guys open for once, might be points. But this game is going to heavily rest on Lamar. So just the volume might get him more points. But it's hard to argue. He has been playing great.
He should definitely play Diggs and Lamb over Schuster and Sanders.
I don't know about Juju.
I mean, Juju's not been, like, commanding the Steelers' offense. And he's been locked up by Baltimore defenders before. But I'd probably still roll Juju out over CeeDee Lamb. The problem is, if Julio, he's questionable, he might not play. He's a game-time decision.
And Cody should definitely play David Montgomery over Kalen Ballage.
I agree.
Montgomery's playing the Packers.
Yeah, I agree. Is Austin Eckler coming back this week?
I mean, I think he has a chance to play this week.
He's expected to resume practicing this week. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I'm picking Cody.
Yeah, me too. Cody has better matchups.
I'm picking Cody because he has a better team. I owe him lunch money. All
right. Moving on. What a game. Jared versus Shane. What a game we have here.
Picking the one, Jared.
The one versus the 10. Yeah, shit.
Fuck y'all.
Jared's predicted 133. Shane predicted 129. It's not like it's bad.
I'll probably switch out my defense. I'm definitely going to switch out my defense at some point.
Didn't you just pick them up?
Because they were playing Cleveland. I figured Baker would – I mean, I got 9 points out of them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not going to play him against Seattle.
Probably not.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
Well, this could be a trap game for Jared. It's on the projection's only by 4 points. So Jared's got Russell Wilson at Philadelphia, Devontae Parker at the Jets, Calvin Ridley taking on the Raiders. James Robinson's got Cleveland, Mike Davis at Minnesota, Hunter Henry at Buffalo, Miles Sanders for Seattle, and Green Bay's defense taking on Chicago. Shane, you got big, stupid Ben Roethlisberger taking on Baltimore, maybe. This Falcom guy taking on Seattle. You keeping him in?
I don't know. Probably not. But I don't know who I'm going to play over.
Okay. Chris Godwin taking on Kansas City. Aaron Jones versus Chicago. Kareem Hunt at Jacksonville. Noah Fant versus New Orleans. Tyler Lockett at Philadelphia. And whatever you do with your defense, you know, you haven't decided.
No, I don't know yet.
I'm taking Jarrett.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me three.
Oh.
I'm not even going to pick myself. Ooh, yeah. I know I'm not going to win.
Maybe one of these days.
Never know.
You just got to hope one of these other 4-7 teams loses also. Well, I guess they're playing each other, right? Is there 4-7 teams? No.
No.
They're not. They could all win and you could lose.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Let's look at Ethan's game. Ethan, right now you're projected at 129 over Tyler, who's projected at 125. Ethan, you still have Carson Wentz in there. You rolling him out?
I doubt it, but Seattle's passing defense is so bad.
That is true.
There's one quarterback that can make them look real good.
Carson Wentz.
It's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
The headlines on Tuesday will be, are the Seahawks defense back? No.
Right.
They played Carson Wentz.
They played Carson Wentz.
You also have DJ Moore at Minnesota, Chase Claypool, possibly, versus Baltimore, Dalvin Cook versus Carolina, Antonio Gibson at Dallas, Logan Thomas, you keeping him in? All no. Right.
No, I'll find something else.
Right now, he's in there at Dallas. Bobby Tree is in your lineup versus San Francisco. And Washington's defense taking on the Red Rocket-led Dallas Cowboys. For Tyler, Josh Allen taking on the Clippers. Mike Thomas at Denver. Terry McLaurin at Dallas. Josh Jacobs at Atlanta. Leonard Fournette taking on Kansas City. Travis Kelce taking on Tampa Bay. He's got Adam Thielen still in there, who will not play this week because he's on the COVID list. And Tampa Bay's defense playing Kansas City, which I imagine he might swap out.
I would.
I would as well.
Can you put COVID players on the IR?
Yeah. So you can just move Thielen and pick up another defense. Maybe.
I'm taking Tyler.
Yeah, I'm taking Tyler too.
I am not taking Tyler.
Ooh. That's exciting.
I'm not dead yet.
Not dead yet. You have a chance. Maybe after, you do have a chance.
Maybe after this week.
If Tyler wins this week, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But you got a chance right now. But I hope you beat Tyler so I can jump him. But I have to beat Anthony. Anyway.
Exactly.
RJ is taking on Mike. RJ's predicted at 132. Mike's predicted at 127. For RJ, Aaron Rodgers taking on Chicago. DK Metcalf at Philadelphia. Tyreek Hill at Tampa Bay. Todd Gurley versus the Raiders. Wayne Gallman in his lineup against Cincinnati. Austin Hooper taking on Jacksonville. Christian Hooper. Kirk, yep, at New England. And he's got Cleveland's defense hoping to repeat against Jacksonville. For Mike, Patrick Mahomes taking on Tampa Bay. A.J. Brown against Indianapolis. DJ Chark against Cleveland. Alvin Kamara at Denver. Edwards-Helaire versus Tampa Bay. Robbie Anderson against Minnesota, and he's got no defense in his lineup at the moment. So, it's where we are.
Are the Chiefs going to hammer the Bucks?
I imagine they want to hammer everyone they go up against, but who knows? I think they'll do just fine.
I hope so.
This is interesting because having RJ having Hill and Mike having Mahomes.
Yeah. He doesn't have to throw it to Hill every time, but he probably would like to. Dude's head.
I'm going to take.
Go ahead.
I'll take Mike. I need RJ to lose.
I'm going to take Mike as well.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes. All right. And now we need y'all. Teams of the week.
So mine this week was Jared.
Thanks. Mine's going to be Tyler.
Mine.
Are you just trying to offend me?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
I am trying. I am.
Could be in a dick.
My bad.
I'm taking Cody. Just because I don't want to take myself.
Oh, well, that's nice of you not to take chalk and take yourself.
Yeah, I didn't want to do the karma thing, take myself, and score the lowest this week. So I'm going to put that on Cody.
So humble.
Humble. I'll sit down. Whew. That is week 12. We're getting close, boys.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week we'll be in the same room.
I think we will.
Yeah, can be.
Maybe. So, anything else we need to talk
I'm
about?
I'm right as rain.
Right as rain. Good.
Yeah.
I hope all the 4 and 7 teams.
We gotta get you out of here.
Yeah, I got a few minutes. I hope all the 4 and 7 teams lose.
Wow. I hope they don't. That's I hope fun, two of them win and two of them lose.
Actually, I would like to see all of them win and make this like a really tight race for the end of the season. Because they could all go to 5 and 7 this week. And that would drop Mike to 5 and 7. Tyler would be 7 and 5. Jarrett would be 8 and 4.
Cody would be 7 and 5.
And then whatever happens between me and Ant.
God. Could you imagine all ten teams within
2 games of each other? Except for Jarrett, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Jarrett would have a game up. Would be 3 games. So Jarrett would basically, if that happened, Jarrett basically does he lock a playoff spot at that point?
So he'd be what, 8 and 4 with 5 and 7 teams out there? No. Because it could work out to where the other division.
The 5th place team would only be 6 and 5, would be 6 and 6 at that point. So he's only 2 games up on the 5th right. place team.
Just because he can't lock up the division because Cody's right behind him, and then the other teams could catch up too. It could push Cody could push him out, and Jarrett could fall
right
behind Mike.
So he's 2 games up on 5 at that point. If Mike loses, Mike falls 5 and 7 too. So he's 2 games up on 5th place. So he'd have to win. If he wins next week, then he locks himself in.
Man, every game's got except for my game, has a 4 and 7 team in it. If they all win, whew, that's going to be wild.
Could you imagine what the... all 10 teams are still in with 2 weeks to go.
That's so crazy. Usually we have at least one person eliminated by now. Normally, Shane, you're not in this position.
I know, right?
It's exciting.
I've lost 3 in a row or 4 in a row, and I still got a chance.
Still got a chance, you know?
Still got an outside shot. I need a hell of a fucking week. I need a defense that scores like 20.
Well, all right, fellas. I think that's it.
Bye.